are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, original Foreigner singer Lou Gramm had to pull out of some dates with his band due to severe respiratory infection that he has, dehydration, fatigue, all of that that goes along with it. And Gene Simmons had a medical procedure yesterday for kidney stones.
Oh.
So, yeah. Now, he had a stone removed back in 2009, and he sold it on eBay for $15,000. Gave the money to charity, but...
I remember that.
Okay. Well, sure. Is that Gene Stone? How do we know? But I'm sure he had a certificate of... authentication. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no,
stepped
no, you're
on
right.
Your dog,
no, you're right, okay. Though. Listen to this. Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, found out he has breast cancer.
Oh, boy.
This is no joke, people. He has it throughout his family. And, I mean, his mother's sister died of it. Two aunts died of it. A sister-in-law died of it.
Wow.
A sister died of it. Yeah. So he said it's been prevalent in our family, you know, since day one. And I just want men and women to be aware. If you detect, you know, if you detect it early enough, and we've talked about this, Mike, we have some videos out there kind of explaining that, you can have a very low mortality rate. Stage one or two, if you catch it at... you have a good shot at having a normal life. He actually had to have a mastectomy. He's having both breasts removed.
And men do get it.
Absolutely.
As we learned during Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Not to get too much into it, but he saw a little blood on his shirt one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a sign for guys if that is the case. So don't mess around if something like that happens. Kanye West. You know, he's a preacher now.
Yeah.
He held a Jesus is King event in Detroit. So his way of giving those of the great city of Detroit something more painful to sit through than a Tigers game, I guess. So, wow.
Well, Kanye. Thank God the season's over.
Yes, so. Thank God, man. And Mike, some bad news. Listen, brace yourself. Are you sitting down? You're sitting down. ABC has canceled Grand Hotel after one season.
What?
Yes. I am not kidding, man. I'm
not
kidding.
How can they cancel the best, worst show of all time?
Exactly.
It is a god-awful show that you have to watch.
You watched all of it,
didn't
you?
I did.
I asked you one day, are you still watching it? Yes, I have to see what happens.
Oh, man.
Canceling. And for the rest of you, if you didn't know there was a show on TV called Grand Hotel, well, too bad. You'll have to watch it on demand.
Oh, it was the worst show, the worst acting. You'll never see any of these people again on any show.
That is too funny. Yeah, well,
and Eva Longoria was the producer, executive producer
know,
of this
I'm
show.
Surprised that,
and she played a crazy woman on it, but besides her...
Yes,
now, that's too bad.
I'm
what
sorry.
Am I going to do now?
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news,
well,
Mike.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Sorry.
Way to kick off my Wednesday.
I know. Listen, if you think, whatever. Oh, hello, that your day is bad.
Yeah.
There are people who actually choose to live in Idaho. So don't think that your day is bad. I'm kidding. That's an insert state or city or country here joke right there.
If you don't mind. Okay. Well, doggone it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.